The question was asked, would we apply this to the laws of Lashon Hara, to situations where a person did a terrorist activity against a Jew, would we be able to report them? So the laws of Lashon Hara, as I introduced, but I didn't spell it out, are about a number of things. Number one, between Jew and Jew. They're not between Jew and non-Jew. Now, even though we're prohibited from harming someone else, even a non-Jew, the laws of Lashon Hara demand of us a sensitivity that is greater than the question of libel and slander. What Lashon Hara says is, even if what you've said right now might not harm them directly, but in the long run, what you've said inadvertently can harm them, or it's something which they're not going to be happy about your saying it, so then part of what you owe your fellow man who's part of this club, the Jewish people, is that you shouldn't say it even though it's true, just because they would rather you not say it. And that's a special thing that's between Jew and fellow Jew. It's true that a person would want to work on themselves, that they should be the type of person who only speaks positive, even about non-Jews. But as far as the obligation of Lashon Hara, that's very different. Lashon Hara is inadvertent harm. When a person goes and directly slanders someone else, when a person says, you know, so-and-so's a liar, so-and-so sells damaged goods, if it's a lie, if what the person's saying is a lie, so then he's slandering someone else, and he wouldn't be allowed to do that about a non-Jew either. That's a little bit more than Lashon Hara, right? That's slander. The flip side of that is that, hey, if a person knows that someone's a criminal, that someone's done a crime, and it's in the interest of public safety to report the person, then historically we also reported Jews. Meaning the Baal HaTanya writes that in Russia it was common practice that when there was a theft and they knew the thief came from the Jewish community, so the police chief would come to the rabbi and say, look, we had a theft and we know the thief is from your community, hand them over. And then the rabbi would do his detective work and come back with the thief and say, okay, here's the guy. Because we do work with the police when things are legitimate. We don't tell the police, sorry, he's a Jew, we're not telling. So he's a thief, so he stole from you, or it doesn't interest us. No. There are plenty of circumstances where we will work with authorities. Obviously, there are situations, we have a halacha called moser, where a Jew is not allowed to turn over a fellow Jew to the authorities, but there are specific laws about that. And you see that there are times where we do turn a person over. And one of those examples is when a person has done criminal activities. So then very often you have to check out the halacha, meaning depending on the circumstance. There will be times that if you're in, let's say, the Philippines, and the guy smuggled in jelly beans, and if you report him, he could serve a sentence that he could get killed. He could have a heart attack. You know, the jails in the Philippines, from what I've heard, are real torture chambers. They put people in 140-degree temperatures. People really can die for minimal crimes. I mean, so you can't say, well, he's a criminal, I'm going to report him for smuggling in jelly beans. You know, it doesn't work that way. So in these halachot, we also have a whole system of circumstances where it's prohibited from giving one over to the authorities, to circumstances where you must. If a person knows that someone knows, remember that word, knows, not he's heard rumors, he suspects, etc. If a person really knows that someone has molested children, so then a person has to go to the authorities. Now, it could be that there are better ways to do it. I mean, when such a situation came to my doorstep, I went to the molester himself, and I said, you know, I'm going to have to turn you in, but why don't you turn yourself in? And the guy did. I said, if you turn yourself in and work with the authorities, you'll get help. Instead of me turning you in, and then you become a criminal, turn yourself in. You don't have to go, and then with due process, the authorities will work with you, and you'll get rehabilitated, and that's what he did. He realized that the alternative was he's going to go in anyways. But I'm saying, so each scenario has to be analyzed, but it's definitely the case that when criminal activity has been done or terrorist activity has been done, so then very often we're going to say, you have to report the person. You don't say, a guy's breaking into my house, I'm not going to report him. Right? That's not Lashon Hara. Of course you're going to report him.